Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti today and talking with Stephen Marvin, who is here from the Raven Players to tell us about their latest production. It's called On the Verge or The Geography of Yearning. A curious title. What does it tell us about the play?
It's a very unusual play. I ran into it first when I was working at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in the mid-80s. It's by Eric Overmeyer, and his conceit is that he takes these three Victorian era female travelers. And during the late 19th century, there was a woman's movement to start trekking, to start getting more involved in the men's world of adventure. He bases it on fact. There was some notable female explorers. So at the beginning of the play, they start together. The three of them are out there all alone without Sherpas, without porters, without anybody supporting them. And they're going to explore new bits of the globe, as they say. The interesting and fun and engaging part of the play is after a few scenes of the play, you realize and they realize that not only are the ladies traveling through space and geography, but they're traveling through time as well. And they're starting to get transmissions in their heads, what they call osmosing, of phrases from the future like cool whip and rock and roll and mow hair, jello mold. And of course, they have no idea what these things mean.
In another 50 years, nobody will know either.
Exactly right. Yeah. So right. So it's curious. Now, it's a great point because the play is 30 years old and you look at it now, it's really a look at their future and our past.
Now, this sounds very cinematic. How do you represent these changes in a theatrical context?
It's a great question because one of the things I love about the play, ironically, is that I don't think it could be made into a movie, and nor has it been. It's really a child of the theater. So it demands really an audience's imagination. Not only do the women have to see everywhere they're going, but the audience needs to feel like they're there too. They travel through jungles, through Tibet, through ice fields, and end up. The play starts in 1888 and ends in 1955 at a casino in southwestern Nevada.
Now, you're performing this with the Raven Players, but you're not at the Raven Theater for this production.
We are at the Raven Theater. Raven Theater now is...
But it's a different venue.
It's an additional venue, right. So we have a venue in Windsor now. It's a converted church that we've been in there for almost a year.
Does that make it more difficult to stage in a less structured space, or has it been converted to the point where that's not an issue?
We have converted the space into a flexible seating space, so we can use it three quarters, or we can do a show in the round. We're doing On the Verge in the round, so audience is on all four sides, which is challenging, but I also thought it was a great show to do it because I like to call the play sort of a campfire story, and I'd love the audience to feel like they're surrounding us while we're telling the story.
So this is kind of a minimalist staging, and the audience has to fill in a lot of the detail.
It puts the onus on the actresses to really, you know, paint the picture. And I should mention too, one of the great things about the play is that the ladies run into eight characters along their travels, and all eight characters are played by a single actor.
That sounds like a challenge.
It's a challenge, yes.
So tell us about these encounters.
Well, the first one they meet, and this is when they realize that things are not what they thought they would be. They meet a World War I German dirigible pilot in the middle of the jungle, and they have high tea with him. And as they're talking to him and you know, socializing with him, they discover that he's not really a World War I pilot. He is actually a cannibal who becomes whoever he has just eaten.
Uh-huh.
So his name is Alphonse. So it goes on from there. I mentioned they end up in Vegas in 1955. There's a lounge singer named Nikki Paradise. They encounter a Yeti. They encounter a gas station attendant named Gus. So it's a great challenge for this one actor to take on all eight roles.
Now, you encountered the play, you said, in Ashland, but it's probably new to local audiences, isn't it?
I believe it's been done around here, but I don't think it's been done very often. It's a play that doesn't show up very often, but I fell in love with it 30 years ago, and I've directed it once since then, and I've acted in it as well.
The production being staged in this fashion, what kind of a challenge does that present to you as a director?
They do a lot, especially in the early part of the play, they do a lot of bushwhacking, or as they say, time to whack the bush. So they're making their way through the jungle. So the challenge as a director is to make sure that each environment is distinct and that the ladies' actions are communicable to the audience.
Opening night quickly, February 27th, looks like a two-week run. Tickets and such information is available where?
At ravenplayers.org, and it actually plays 3 weeks, February 27th through March 15th.
Again, the play is called On the Verge or The Geography of Yearning, the next production from the Raven Players. Stephen David Martin, have a great show, and thanks for being with us on Sonoma Spotlight today.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.